Every year in The New Yorker, we publish a special issue focused on technology and innovation. Last month, we did one, and it covered developments in education, playground design, artificial limbs, things that may change the world in just 2 or 3 years, or maybe 10. We also commissioned a section to go along with it about bad inventions. We asked some great writers to tell us about one thing they'd like to see just completely removed from the world, and we called the section Uninvent This. Mary Carr, the author of the best-selling memoir, The Liars Club, wrote about the torture of high-heeled shoes. By the way, a quick heads up, Mary Carr, even with the occasional bleep, tends to be a little salty, so hide the kids somewhere.
My name is Mary Carr. I'm a recovering shoe slut. My life would have been better had the high heel never been invented. I was one of those women who wore 4 and 5 and 6 inch heels and run a wind sprint at about a 7 minute mile up 9th Avenue to catch a cab. So I was very comfortable in them, and then I was less comfortable in them, and then I was a lot less comfortable in them. This is a Chloe boot with a 4 inch heel. It signifies to the world that at the other end of your foot is I was actually a foot model as a younger woman. I had pretty feet. My toes tapered. I had a ballerina's high arch. It was all these good things. And now they look like ginger root. It's a horror show. There's not enough nail polish in the world to compensate for what I've done. No one told me this would happen. Nobody said that if you wore high heels and your feet hurt, you couldn't just stop wearing high heels and have your feet stop hurting. I'm talking about now when I walk in a sneaker with an orthotic in it after about 2 miles, part of my foot goes dead and it burns like in the cartoons where they put the matches between your toes. I'm like Wile E. Coyote getting the hot foot. You know, stilettos were named after daggers. These are my last pair of little open-toed Prada sandals, probably a four-inch heel. And then here are my new clodhoppers. White sneakers, copper-colored sneakers. They're like loaves of rye bread on your feet. And the sandals, gladiator sandals, which are very kind of butch and, you know, about as wide as my coffee table. That's what I have to have now. I have sort of mild bunions and a couple of neuromas. They're like stones in your shoe that you can't shake out. Surgery doesn't work. So I sent off all my crucifying shoes, my high heels, to Dress for Success, where they're going to crucify other women. It was a couple of big boxes, smaller than a Volkswagen, bigger than a dishwasher. A lot of shoes. The heels I gave away. I still shop for them. I was in Bergdorf's this weekend in the shoe department, and I spent probably 45 minutes like fondling them. It's like porn for me. In some ways, I think high heels help us to reproduce the species. I think we will go on having sex without them, but there's something sexy about them. I mean, I'm not talking about loose-eyed heels, you know, that are 7 inch high, but yeah, like a, you know, 4 inch heel. They make your legs longer and they point up.
Mary Carr. Her most recent book is called The Art of Memoir.